Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks.
Thanks, Rachel, and I want to introduce you to my good friend Jeff Adams, and thank you, Jeff, for joining us on this weekday podcast.
If you've hung around church much, you're probably familiar with the parable Jesus told as documented in Luke 15 that Bible scholars have often referred to as the parable of the prodigal son. It begins in verse 11 with, "There was a man that had two sons." The parable goes on to tell of the younger son who went to his father saying he wanted his share of the inheritance so he could go out and experience all that life had to offer. Upon receiving this request, the father divided the inheritance and gave the younger son his half. Upon receiving this inheritance, the younger son left home and went out on a thrill-seeking journey to another country. And the Bible says he squandered his property on reckless living. But then it says when he had run out of money and a famine came upon the land, he found himself starving to death. So he had to look for a job and ended up getting hired by a citizen to feed pigs. One day he found himself so hungry that he wished he could have the scraps being thrown to the pigs. About that same time, the Bible says he came to his senses as he thought about how his father's servants were in much better condition than he was. So he decided to go back to his father in humility to ask not to be treated as a son, but as a servant. He no longer felt worthy to be called a son. And you know the rest of the story. His father saw him from a distance, ran out to hug him, draped a nice coat around his shoulders, gave him a pair of shoes, and then threw a big party to celebrate his return. This is a great story of redemption and how the father, who represents God, lovingly accepts his lost son back into the family. But there is another person that often gets overlooked in this story, and that person is the older brother. You see, the older brother had stayed home all these years doing the responsible thing, helping his father take care of the family business. It seems he had done everything that was expected of a son. In verse 25, Jesus tells us, "Now his older son was in the field, obviously working, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing." The older brother asked what all the commotion was about. One of the servants told him that his brother had come home and that his father had killed the fattened calf and was throwing a party. Everyone likes a party, right? Well, apparently not the older brother. Verse 27 says the older brother was angry and refused to go inside to the party, even after his father came out to plead with him to join them. It's in this exchange with his father that the heart of the older son is exposed. He said to his father, "I've been slaving for you." That sure doesn't sound like he's been staying around all these years with a cheerful heart. Rather, it sounds more like he was just a good rule follower and felt worthy of recognition as a result of it. I've got a confession to make. There's a part of me that tends to relate to the older brother. You see, I've always been actively involved in church and live what many would call the Christian life. But I've seen many that have squandered away from the faith during some portion of their life and then come back to church and to faith later on, or some who have come to Christ much later in life after living the wild life. The good news is we have all been given the same free gift of eternal life that none of us deserved. But if you're like me and the older brother, you can get all twisted up in your thinking and find yourself believing you have done something to earn blessing and favor from God. This is a dangerous place to be. In verse 31, the father reaffirms the older son when he says to him, "All I have is yours." But notice what the story doesn't say. It never says that the older brother went inside to join the party. As a result, he missed out on the joy of the celebration and being in the presence of his father's love. Make a choice not to be like the older brother. Let's always remember that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It is truly by grace that we have been saved. I hope you choose to participate in the grace party.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.